This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's now 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan. Jennifer Noah with us in this hour of the program. Apparently, New York State, Victoria, you're close, in New Jersey, requiring the people who work, I'm sorry, New York City, not the state. They have 340,000 people who work for the city. Can you imagine that? With population about 9 million, right, New York. So the number of people working for the city, wow. So they're going to require them to be vaccinated by the middle of September or face weekly testing. Testing, I'm assuming, is for the COVID, but can you find other things out if you're testing somebody? What do you test? You stick the thing up your nose, you can't find any drug use, or can you find drug use?
Well, they're not looking for that, so this is just for COVID.
Well, but they might just becomes a little, you know,
well,
on the side.
I'm assuming, I don't know anyone who works for the city, but I'm assuming that they already have a drug policy in place, if that's what you mean.
Mm-hmm, okay. All right, well.
Yeah, they probably already do drug testing. I mean, so, a lot of companies and organizations do. It's not uncommon.
Well, now they're requiring, as part of that, this could be a new requirement, right? You work for us, you get vaccinated, you don't work, you want to work for us, okay, swell. Don't get vaccinated.
Well, you're going to have to be tested for COVID every week, which I don't think is nearly enough, to be honest. So, I don't know. I'm
Why
surprised
do you say
it's
that?
Not. Because as we know, you know, it can take sometimes a few days for symptoms to arise, or it can be up to 5 days. But if you're only being tested once a week, they could miss it. Someone could have already been exposed and is around other people, and then they get the test and shows that they're positive. So I actually think they should probably do it like twice a week.
Mm-hmm. So one wonders, you look around at some of the things that are changing. We've had entry restrictions for Europeans and people that come from various parts of the world to come into our country. Apparently, the decision has been made to keep those restrictions. They were going to loosen them up, I think, weren't they, in September, and now that's changed?
Yeah. So now everybody in UK, Europe, Ireland, none of those people are allowed to come to the United States. So, it's...
Under any circumstances, can you have had a test or can you have had the shots and then come? Or you just
can't
come?
I don't know. I think it from everything that I've read, it just says that they're denying entry for people from parts of Europe, the Schengen area. I don't know what the European Schengen area is. I don't know what that means.
Doesn't ring a bell.
The United Kingdom and other countries, like I've said, Ireland and France and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's just, I guess you're not allowed to come here. Maybe there might be a few exceptions, maybe if it's work-related or... I don't know. But I thought it was bizarre. Kate Beckinsale, you know, the actress?
Yeah.
She just did a new interview on a podcast, and she was talking about the fact that she hasn't seen her teenage daughter in 2 years because of COVID. Because
really?
Of COVID. Because her daughter lives in the UK. Her daughter's father is Michael Sheen, the actor.
Yes.
And so I guess the daughter's been living with him, and Kate Beckinsale's been here in the United States and then working in Canada, so it's been 2 years, and she was just reunited with her daughter this week. So maybe they kind of, I don't know, maybe they made it in under some sort of exception. But other than that, I guess they're just keeping everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Sean Penn's working on a new limited series called Gaslit. He's with Julia Roberts, a pretty heavy cast, actually. And he's made it very public in the past few days that he will not return to the set of the show until everybody on the cast, everyone who's in the crew, have received vaccinations. He plays the role of Attorney General John Mitchell. Julia Roberts portrays his wife, Martha. That's going to be on Starz later this year. So Penn said that he was not satisfied with the vaccination requirements imposed by NBC. So if you don't, if you want to work on this, or you want me to work on it. So one wonders at this point, when they have all this invested, if they don't just say, okay, yep, we're going along with Sean Penn. Everybody's got to get a vac. And maybe this is the policy, a better policy for them anyway. Who knows? You know, these people are, the problem is they're bound to have some people working for them that, you know, don't want to do this. And well, so if, what kind of a problem
is that? Isn't he under contract?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, so you would think that if he wants to break his contract, he's the one that would have to pay out for it if he actually does decide to walk away.
But what's the... All right, so let's say that happens. What toll does it take on the reputation or the focus on NBC? That would be one thing. I wonder, is this... I think they have required it in other... if you're in headquarters, I don't know about the shows that they're doing.
Yeah, and he's on set. So I guess what they what their solution was originally was that they had two different zones, so or several different zones. So Zone A meant like Julia, Sean Penn, like the main cast who comes in close proximity, they all had to be vaccinated. But what Sean Penn was upset with was that all the other zones of people who are sort of on the periphery, you know, other cast and crew members, they didn't have to be vaccinated. So he wants all the zones vaccinated, and he actually offered to facilitate it through his organization CORE, which is the community organized relief effort, which you've seen him doing stuff in Haiti and all around the world.
Very
so he has offered, he's offered to do all the COVID testing and vaccination. He's actually set up his own vaccination sites in California because they just weren't rolling out vaccines fast enough. And so through his organization, he set up multiple mega sites. Just for the general public and paid for everything. So that's what he wants to do with this set. It will be interesting to see how many people, you know, will give in, because then you've got unions are involved. And then, you know, so it's, I don't blame him for not wanting to be around, especially in California, you know, with so many, with those cases on the rise. Yeah. I don't blame him, but it will be interesting to see what they can really do.
Orange County, I just saw something about Orange County. They're going to, I think it may be companies in Orange County are saying that we want you to come to work for us if you haven't had a vaccine, which sounds kind of typical for Orange County.
Well, that's very Orange County, right?
Very
it's a
Orange
super,
County.
You know, it's a super red county. It's probably the reddest county in all
in
of California.
Yeah. So let's go to your, let's go to your home state, Victoria of New Jersey, where there is focus on mask mandates. What's the curve look like in New Jersey in terms of how many people, cases, serious number of people? How does it look, the local realities, how do they look?
Well, we're actually, if New Jersey's holding steady. So right now, New Jersey is one of the top eight states of
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is ahead of us,
yeah.
So you guys are a little bit ahead of us in terms of your full vaccination rate. We're New Jersey is about 10% higher than the average across the country. We actually now have surpassed New York State. So you know we're plugging away. We're doing okay. Governor Murphy yesterday did a press conference and said that he they look to the CDC for guidance, but he also said you have to take into consideration what each part what your state looks like, what the reality is in each county in your state. And so he said a national recommendation may not really apply to what's going on with, you know, facts on the ground,
each
as he called it.
Yeah, each situation is a different state.
Right, and so the current infection rate is 3.84. Now, when things were really on the downtick.
Is that a percentage or a number out of 100,000?
Out of 100,000. So 3.84% out of 100,000 are positive cases. So hospitalizations are up, but not to the point where he feels that, you know, we're not ready for it. So in his statement, he said that he's happy with the stockpiles of PPE that we have, the vaccinations, the tests, the ventilators, hospital beds, all that. And he said, again, and this is what what everybody's saying, this is literally the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Everybody who's in, I mean, 99% of people who are in the hospital in New Jersey with COVID are not vaccinated. So I think the tide is kind of turning. I think, you know, as we were talking earlier about the talk show host from Nashville who was very against the vaccine, now he's in the hospital on a ventilator and now has changed his position on that. you're seeing more and more of this happen, where people are going, you know, it's not that big of a deal to get a vaccine. I now know a lot of people who are vaccinated. They're totally fine. They're walking around. They're healthy. It didn't harm them. Maybe this is really the way to go.
Well,
and I hope that
term,
that does continue.
Yeah, there are those who are worried about long-term for either circumstance. So here's something I don't understand. The folks at Pfizer and Moderna, I do understand that they're going to study more, expand the studies for children from the age of 5 to 11 as to whether or not they should be they should have a vaccine. Are they getting it? Are they transmitting it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This obviously is of huge interest to parents as children get ready to go back to school, because most of the schools, school districts I know around where I am anyway, they want the kids to go, the parents and everybody pretty much associated with all of this, they want them to go back to school.
Well, that's what Governor Murphy also said, too. He's not backing down. Every kid is going to be in person and full time. That's it. He said that we're not doing remote learning anymore. Everybody's back in school and we'll figure it out as we go, which I agree with. I think that's the right thing to do.
So under the circumstances, though, what are they studying? What are Pfizer and Moderna?
Well,
is there some worry that it's dangerous for youngsters?
Yes, I guess, right? I mean, you know, Jen has who's not with us right now, but she had talked, you know, to some of the cardiologists in California in the hospital when she was visiting one of her numerous people who've been in and out of the hospital lately.
Yeah.
And so they said that there are, you know, it's younger men, really. I don't know that it's necessarily children, but it's younger guys, probably, you know, late teens, early 20s, that have had those, you know, and it's rare, but they've had some cases of the heart inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So they've ended up in the hospital, and they're trying to figure out why it does that. But the little kids right now, you know, my friend has a 5.5-year-old who just got COVID from summer camp, and he was really sick for a couple days. Luckily, the rest of the family was vaccinated, so even though, which shows you how well the vaccines do work. You know, his mom and his dad and his two siblings, they were in the house caring for him. Everybody else was vaccinated. No one else tested positive. It didn't spread. That shows you right there, you know, you can come in direct contact with someone who's really sick and shedding the virus, and meaning contagious, and it's, you know, they still didn't get it. But little kids are getting it all the time now. That's the next age group, the 5 to 11.
The studies are including 3,000 children in that age group. It's 18 after the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jen's out today. Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. But Jay is at the top of the heap here with her following of all the trending things on social media. And what we've been in and out of in the last month or two or three, since there's been a lot of talk about the new Sex and the City, the movie that's coming out, who's not going to be there, who is going to be there. I was more concerned about Big than I was about Kim Cattrall's, but see, that's just me. So what is being confirmed? Is there something new here? It looks like a rehash to me of what we already have been, what we've been aware of, Jay, right? Pretty much collectively.
The kids.
Kim's
the
not there.
The character kids, Kristen Davis and Cynthia Nixon, the kids who are going to be playing their Miranda's son and Charlotte's daughters were photographed, and I'm not sure if they're the same actors or not, or if they're new actors. The final time we had seen them was in 2011, I think, or no, 2008. 2008 when Sex and the City movie 2 came out.
Isn't it the main characters they care about? Why would they care about
the kids? So the reason that people care about the kids is everybody, when they were envisioning this, they still, according to social media, everyone was kind of feeling like the kids were going to stay the same age. And to see photos of them all grown up, it was a shock to a lot of fans.
Yeah.
So that's why it's in the conversation.
And the kids the kids became a big part of the two movies that they made. So, you know, Charlotte's struggle to get pregnant. They adopt Lily from China, and then they end up getting pregnant, so they have Lily and Rose. So those two girls are now probably teenagers, right? And Brady, Miranda's son Brady, he's got to be 20. It makes everybody feel old.
He looks very grown. The kid who's playing Brady definitely looks very grown. He looks like a familiar actor, so I don't think this is the same actor who played young Brady that we've seen before. This might be a new guy. But yeah, it was just funny seeing everybody going crazy on social media being like, wait a second, I wasn't prepared for this one though.
Right.
Okay, let's see what we're, as far as trending, what we're learning about the Tokyo Olympics, who's getting booted, who's doing well. I see this Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is doing well, won the 100-meter breaststroke. Apparently wasn't favored to do so. So another, what's the medal count? At this point, the Americans are ahead. Maybe that's about all we need to know. Okay. So what about Naomi Osaka, Jay? What are people, there seem to be a lot of fans of hers around on social media.
Yeah, so she's ranked number two, and she was kicked out. She was beat by a 42nd ranked player from Czech Republic, Marketa Vantrusova.
Yeah,
good job, Jay.
So that was, I mean, Naomi Osaka, this is the one that we've been talking about because she took a break from, she backed out of Wimbledon and the French Open because she didn't want to do the press, and that was part of the job, and she acknowledged that. So she was like, okay, I'm just going to back out of that. But now it's looking like maybe taking the hiatus for her mental health to take care of that, she maybe stopped practicing as well. It wasn't, nobody was expecting this. I mean, It was in her home country. She's basically the face of the Olympics. She was the one that lit the Olympic cauldron during the opening ceremony. To get kicked out so early.
That's a big disappointment.
Kind of devastating.
All right, here's some focus on the women's gymnastics team from Germany wearing non-traditional uniforms. Is this another one, something for Pink to help straighten out? What is the...
No, they're not getting in trouble. Yeah, there's no fine or anything. They're wearing full-length unitards instead of the leotards, which are usually the bikini bottoms. Unitards cover at least a portion of the leg, if not the whole leg. And this goes a lot in line with what the men wear. The gymnast males are all wearing unitards.
Can't you imagine, though, that how much better they might perform without feeling self-conscious that, you know, their leotard might slip and,
yeah,
you know.
Some of those moves they do. I don't know how the leotards stay in place. I know that they have that sticky spray, like sticky skin or whatever, to help it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As crime surges across America, Democrat mayors in approximately 20 U.S. cities that have called for defunding the police have received millions of dollars in taxpayer funds towards their own personal security details. Data from the Freedom of Information Act reveals that the city of Chicago, for example, spent $17.3 million between 2015 and 2020 to guard unnamed city officials. In San Diego, the city allocated $2.6 million for 12 officers to protect the mayor. The list goes on. Missouri's Attorney General has filed suit to halt a mask mandate that took effect Monday in the St. Louis area amid a rise in COVID-19 cases. The lawsuit by Attorney General Eric Schmidt argues that mandates are arbitrary because they require vaccinated individuals to wear masks despite the CDC guidance. New York City and the state of California announced plans Monday to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for their employees. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
With the ratings for the Olympic Games in Tokyo being the lowest in decades, three-time Olympian Lolo Jones gives Fox News her perspective on why not many Americans are watching the Olympics.
There's a few different reasons. One, obviously, the time zone difference is incredible. True. We're dealing with 13, 14 hours, so most of the events are finished by the time we wake up in America. The opening ceremonies were already done when we woke up, so I think that took a lot of the, you know, fun out of it. And then also, there are no fans. The opening ceremony is totally about the fans from all around the world cheering on those athletes as they walk in the stadium, and that's when it gets really emotional. And then as we keep going on through the Olympics, I don't know if people have realized, but Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt both have retired. Those are big household names all around the world. They are out, so now it relies on Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, Allyson Felix to bring in those ratings, and I think that they're dealing with all these different factors. It's really tough.
When the first interstellar object ever observed, Oumuamua, flew past Earth in 2017, it seemed to be accelerating in speed. That's not what most space rocks do. Now, Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb says Oumuamua was an alien spaceship. On Monday, Loeb announced a project called the Galileo Project that will search for physical evidence of alien technologies and civilizations. The $1.75 million project aims to use a network of Earth-based telescopes to look for interstellar objects that could be extraterrestrial in nature. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. I like it when we're all bright and alive and alert and ready to go. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria is on the ready. Jay's ready. Are you seeking status? I was thinking, we were talking about some of the actresses and actors that are in this new Sean Penn thing, and the level, it's like the caste system in India. You familiar with that, ladies? How the caste mm-hmm. system works. You're born into a particular, you're the low or middle or high, whatever it is, and you stay there. That's where you stay. In our country and much of the rest of the world, you work to get into a better place. But then I wonder out loud sometimes when people, I remember when I was in school, some kid said he was better than me. I don't know why that stuck with me. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm sometimes worried about who I am, and even at this stage of my life, I think sometimes we wonder about what it is. What's it all about, Alfie? Do you own who you are? Have you earned the reputation that you have? A lot of people, I spoke at it wasn't a funeral, a memorial for a very good friend of mine over the weekend. I was thinking about his life and what it amounted to. He started with little or nothing. He made up his mind when he was a teenager what he was going to do and what he was going to become, and he succeeded extraordinarily well. But he always remembered where he came from. Do you know what I mean? He knew where even though he owned John Lennon's house in Palm Beach, he grew to that sort of a stature financially. He bought it from John and Yoko Lennon and lived there for 4 or 5 years. It really didn't suit him. It didn't fit. He thought he'd try it, but nonetheless, he still was very successful in other things. But he didn't. What's the old expression? You take the city out of the kid, but you can't take the kid out of the city. Or maybe it's the other way around in the country. And so I wonder about you, the two of you, and all of the folks listening right now, thinking about the status, where you are, and are you happy with where you are, or do you want to be higher than where you are in terms of what people say about you or think about you? Because let's face it, when you really get down to brass tacks, all the things that Jay talks about on social media, it's all about status, isn't it? When you look at, okay, what's Britney Spears' status? What's J-Lo's status? What's the status of the people participating in the Olympics? It's all about where you rank on the stat on the ladder. And so do you just accept who you are, where you are? Or do you continue to work, to strive? Do you want to be somebody other than who you are? I guess that's the question. Are you satisfied with who you are? Victoria?
Yeah. I mean, worrying about what other people think about your status in life, I mean, that to me is a recipe for misery.
Yeah,
right?
It really
is. I mean, comparing yourself, and this is where the danger of social media really, you know.
That's why I'm asking.
For
I think
kids,
that's very much.
You know, I didn't have social media until, I don't know, I don't even remember how old I was when Twitter and Instagram and everything started, but, like, I, you know, was allowed to grow up as a kid, as a teenager. And, you know, and then social media really hit. So I think it's unfortunate for younger kids, you know, your grandson and your future grandson. And so, you know, they're going to have to navigate a world that's very different from anything that the three of us ever experienced. You know, it's all about comparing yourself and your life. It's FOMO. I mean, FOMO never existed when I was a kid.
What is FOMO?
Fear of missing out. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge part of why social media keeps people so hooked, because you're just looking. I mean, all of us, and I'm guilty of this, I wake up every morning and I check to see what Bennifer is up to, you know, like where are Jen and Ben today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not on a $130 million mega yacht. I'm sitting in my office in my 2-bedroom apartment, but, you know, I'm still looking to see what Jen and Ben are up to on their mega yacht.
But, you know, why do you think, but why? And I guess the same of you, Jay. What is there? Is it, did you envy them, or you're just interested in them because they're interesting people? There's what it is that moves people to be jealous. I've found that.
Well, I'm
to
not
be
jealous
case.
Of them.
Yeah,
I'm happy for them.
Yeah, jealousy in there.
Yeah.
Well, and also for me personally, I don't know if you feel the same way, Victoria, but back when they were together the first time, it's just kind of a nostalgic feel.
Yeah.
Now that they're getting back together. And they
were such a
big couple. Yeah, exactly. And especially when you hear or you read in articles and interviews they've done in the past that they're, you know, he was the one true love of her life, and now they found mm-hmm. their way back. But I also subscribe to the belief that perception is projection. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. So whenever somebody has a perception.
So I'm actually on a yacht, is what you're telling me? That's the best news I got all day.
Close your eyes, sway around, and yes, you are.
Well, you can do that. Use your imagination, right? The anniversary of MTV turning 40 this week. You guys both grew up on MTV, yeah? Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
So yeah, TRL years, like the 90s-ish, 90s, early aughts.
And so what did you get out of watching? Why did everybody go to what was the magic? What did they capture? Because there has to have been something. I never actually paid any attention. It's still, I don't think I've ever watched MTV.
Well, that was before social media, so the only way that you could see Britney or NSYNC or Christina Aguilera, like all those artists that, you know, were everybody's favorite back then, the only real place you could see them was on TRL. So,
or the pop-up videos. Do you remember those?
Oh, that was the best.
It was whenever you had the music videos, but you'd have these things pop up, and there were different facts about the making of the song and the making of the video and all these inside secrets.
I was
kind
obsessed
of behind
with
the scenes
pop-up
look.
Videos. I wish they'd bring that back, yeah.
Yeah, pop-up mm-hmm. videos and the making of the music mm-hmm. videos, all of those things. And then Daria. I loved Daria. I still love Daria. I still stream Daria.
That's funny.
You left me in the lurch on that one. Let's go back to what happened in June. That condo collapsed down in Florida. The last victim has been identified. Her name, Estelle Hedaya. Last victim identified, 54 years old. The family said this was torture for having to wait 4 weeks, but you know, they're lucky probably they found the body, right?
Yeah.
Thinking, showing what under the circumstances, how anybody recovered from that, then and then they were identified. And that seems to me to be, it's just...
I think the whole thing was just is so tragic. I think it's important, though, that the fire chief made a statement saying that the rescue crews had found no evidence that anyone had survived the initial collapse. If I had a loved one that I lost, I would want to know that fact. Because the idea of someone who survived it and then had to just sort of stay in that horrible situation alive, I can't even imagine how much pain and suffering that would cause the families. So I think that was a really important distinction that the fire chief made.
Yeah. The government, through the EPA, announcing it's going to set stricter requirements for how coal-fired power plants dispose of the wastewater that comes as a result of the residue of the coal, i.e. arsenic, lead, mercury. I don't know if you knew that that's all part of not only what's in coal, but wood things. You know, wood is sort of a precursor to coal in that it's something that the texture of which absorbs things, but coal, because it was below the ground, has been able to hold on to, if you will, I don't know if this is wonderful or not, but the arsenic and the lead and the mercury that we have created, the toxic water from the rivers and streams, this is something that's man-made. This is something we've created. And it brings me back around to asking the question that I've asked ever. I don't know even who to ask. Isn't there, somebody should ask Biden or someone who's in charge, why are we not using water power to generate electricity? There are these generators all around the country, and that's how our power used to be generated, and there's no impact to the environment. Why aren't we doing that? Anybody got a leg up on the reason?
I'm sure some special interests, right, of people who are making more
money. Yeah, the coal, right. There's no money made when you make the electricity out of water. But there's
wind,
no
right?
Exactly. There's no money made in the wind, and there's no money made in the solar or the mouse doing.
So you just answered your question. That's all it is. But the thing about the water, you know, when you look at national polling of environmental issues that really everyone can agree on, the horrible drinking water that we have in most parts of the country.
Awful.
It makes me scratch my head how we can live in the greatest country on the planet and have drinking water that is toxic. I mean, it's literally toxic in some parts of the country. And so a clean drinking water is something that, regardless of political policy or party, that's something that everybody can agree on. And, you know, right before Trump left office, he rolled back a lot of environmental protections.
Well, some of them needed to be rolled back, but unfortunately he rolled back the wrong ones.
Right, and so his EPA made these rules weaker, so it didn't force the coal plants to actually treat the wastewater with modern filtration methods. I mean, this is like they just basically and they dumped it into, and this is what we're drinking. This is what we're drinking, and if you're not filtering your own tap water, you're drinking this stuff. And our crops are being irrigated with it. It's awful.
The fact that you can go back to, remember the movie that John Travolta starred in about, and there were
the civil action.
More recent. Yeah.
That was about
Massachusetts.
And then there was another case that was in that movie, which I think was in, they used the story and relocated it, but that was about 40 minutes south of me in Toms River, New Jersey, where cancer clusters popped up. All these kids were getting cancer, and it was from the drinking water.
Well, you saw
still,
last
to this day,
year,
I would not drink any water in Toms River, New Jersey.
I don't drink the public water supply here. I grew up on wells. I had wells the last house I was in.
But even wells aren't safe anymore. Wells
depends on where you drill them.
Yeah, but even in the soil and everything that surrounds the water, I mean, there are so many toxins and arsenic and lead and mercury, like you mentioned, from the wastewater. It's everywhere. I have a friend of mine who's, you know, very into all sorts of organic everything, and she's been, you know, non-GMO for years and years. And she told me a couple years ago when everybody was going crazy eating kale, and she was like, you know what? She goes, as much as kale has some health benefits, she said, even when you buy organic kale, it has more arsenic than any other vegetable because of the way kale grows. It sucks it right out of the soil.
Yeah, it does.
And so, I mean, it's horrible for you. It's really bad. And that's, you know, people think they're being healthy by eating a lot of kale. Well, you're eating a lot of arsenic.
Well, you think you're being healthy by eating lots of stuff that is influenced by what this whole, you know, the whole business of the environment and what's going on with it, excuse me, how we're impacting it by how we live. And this has even become political. So it's a head scratcher
for sure.
Well, we
have lead pipes everywhere. Like, how does that happen?
Well, most of those have been, I think, at least in my neck of the woods, have been replaced. But you look around.
Not
around other
parts
of the
most
country.
Homes built between, or before, what was it, like 52, 53? Most homes built before a certain time in the 50s still have lead.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
That's one of Biden's pushes, to replace the lead pipes and get rid of the aging sewage
system. Well, the system, at least in my town, they dug up all of the pipes that used to distribute the water that were put in 100 years ago. They were all lead pipes, and they pulled them all out and put in the
new
design.
But your town has the money to do that. There's a big difference there.
No, the taxpayers are not happy.
Well.
Let's put it that way. With the water situation, especially because it's been so badly bungled by the state creating an agency to control the water supply. And then you see some of the things happening that you're just talking about. Why, if we're paying all this money, do we have this worry about what we're drinking? And it's a very good question that these interrogatories haven't been answered very well by public figures. Here's something that I would hope you'll pay attention to. We started a new, sort of a new way of communicating. It's a podcast only. It's called Zodiac Magic. And the first one is posted now, Jay, I believe, right? On we have social media, Zodiac Magic, wherever you get your podcast.
Zodiac Magic
actually.
Pod.
Yeah, right. And so the first one is a focus, as many of them are going to be, on most of the stuff is going to be about astrological charts and features, when's the best time for you to have a romance, as we get into the month of Leo. Each day will be described and what's beneficial in the day for you, various signs. I think it'll be a very popular podcast, frankly. And we have psychic Mary O'Malley, who will talk about some of the cases that she's worked with. I think it's going to be an exciting time. I hope you'll spend some time with us finding out about you at ZodiacMagicPod.com. Yes, do I have that right? Or is it something else? Wherever you get your podcast. I find this so confusing. It really annoys me.
Yeah, the social media handle is ZodiacMagicPod, and then the website is ZodiacMagicPodcast.com.
Right. But easy to get it wherever you get your podcast. That'd make it very simple. 49 after the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight.
weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 53 past the hour now. Time for us to return to those days, those thrilling days of today. I was thinking about the thrilling days of yesterday. Yeah, remember those old TV shows? Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Remember those?
Yes, we were out of the sky of the Western. Now the
yes, right.
Sky King.
You know, yes, right.
Excuse me. Yeah,
Sky
just,
King.
Forget they just don't do that anymore, do they?
No, they don't, huh? Okay, this is DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin suggests that you take a moment or two to understand where you are with regard to COVID and your weight, because we have the Delta thing surging back into the attention, the focus, if you will, of people. So check out Calitrin and how it helps you lose weight and keep it off, more importantly. That may be a lifesaver. Check it out at toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. And when you decide to buy the product and get the benefits of how much free supply you can get, use the DJV code as your key not only to the free supply but also to free shipping. So now we go into the COVID mode here with Dr. Stockwell. And the latest, there are always going to be exceptions to the rule. You seem to be coming out on the short end of the stick here when it comes to all the people that are saying, oh, my God, you got to get your shots. And so this is interesting because people who are Native Americans, or are these people from India? I notice you use the term Indians. Where are these people that are in this study? Where are they from?
The Indian Council on Medical Research. It's in India.
Okay.
And it's it's a seroprevalence study that they did. In other words, they looked at the blood.
Yeah.
They don't do swab stuff. They actually look at the blood, because the blood will tell you yes, no, up, down, in, out, white, black, whatever. And what they found is that 2 in every 3 people in India have coronavirus, the COVID-19 antibodies, or they have natural immunity. And so the whole reason I brought this up, they looked at 36,227 people in 70 districts, which, of course, you know, the 21 Indian states, 36,000 is nothing compared to a billion people.
Right.
But it was spread over 21 Indian states, and they found out that 62% of these people had antibodies without
they
ever having been vaccinated.
How'd they get them?
Well, they got exposed to COVID.
Ah.
Now, remember, COVID has, for all everybody under 70 years old, 99.8% chance of surviving it. It's just like a flu or a bad cold.
Right.
And so most people got exposed to this without ever knowing it, even in this country. When this stuff showed up, when it showed up, you know, almost two years ago now, when it finally started showing up there in China, it had already spread over most of the world. Before it became big news in China, they were finding COVID-19 in the most recent snowfalls high in the Alps. So
they were finding COVID in the Alps?
Oh, I thought it had to be a human to be the conductor of this.
No, it has to grow.
The multiplication of these viral elements take place in living entities, whether they're animals or insects. I mean, everything has viruses in them. You can't escape it. Now, most viruses are, you know, located to a certain species, like human beings. Very little animal transfer. But because this has become so politicized in order to sell vaccines and scare people to death, little pieces of news like this that pop up now and then kind of get pushed to the side. So I'm kind of a gadfly here on your show about this.
Yeah. So let's talk about a guy named Phil Valentine, who's a radio host down in Nashville, somebody that I know pretty well, known him for a long, long time. He was one of the anti-vaxxers. He said he wasn't, but he really was. On the air, the vaccine is, he said a lot of the things that you say about it, dangerous, you don't know what's going to happen to your body in 30 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he comes down with a really, he's almost dead, gets the virus, gets pneumonia, gets into the hospital, is on the, in the intensive care unit, he's got the incubator or whatever it is that they call it. Whatever
the ventilator.
The ventilator, thank you. The incubator. And, he's on oxygen, all of those things, and he says, I should have had the vaccine. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have been telling you not to get it. I wished I'd had it. I wouldn't have gotten sick.
We don't know that that's true.
Well, then what is true?
Well, there's a growing number of people getting COVID now who've got the vaccine.
In comparison to the number of people that had shots, Jack, is there, I mean, what's the number?
Well, you know, you look at what VAERS is reporting out of the CDC of the tens. It's well over 12,000 deaths now because of this. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not anti or pro. I am pro informed consent.
Right.
Study this stuff before you do it. People die. People just die for a lot of different reasons, and sometimes it gets blamed on this.
Well, there is some of that. I think the numbers have been skewed a little bit because the hospitals are getting a bounty. But it's still, when you look at what's going on, the news media does scare us, and then, you know.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.